Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Lethal Guardian by M. William Phelps, read by J. Charles. Some names have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals connected to this story. For Tommy Lewis. The world is what it is. Men who are nothing, who allow themselves to become nothing, have no place in it. V.S. Naipaul, A Bend in the River. Day by Day with Love, Anson Buzz Clinton. Hit and Run. Chapter 1. Early in the evening on March 10th, 1994, Christine Roy indicated to her husband, Stephen, that she was in the mood to go shopping. Christine's sister was getting married in a few months, and it was time, she insisted, they found her a gift. "We've been putting it off long enough, Stephen." For 7 years, the Roys had lived an unpretentious life in Uncasville, Connecticut, a postage-stamp-sized rural community just north of New London. Today, Uncasville is the site of the Mohegan Sun, one of Connecticut's two casinos. Already 8 years into a successful career as an architect, Christine was comfortable with her life in suburbia. Good job, nice home, loving husband, healthy child. What more did she need? At about 7 p.m., Christine and Stephen loaded their 3-year-old son, Brendan, into their car and took off for the Bridal Mall, located in a small shopping center on the East Lyme-Niantic border, about a half-hour's drive from Uncasville. It was supposed to be just another casual trip to the mall. Connecticut would suffer record snowfall amounts by the time the 1993 to 1994 winter was over. A total of